welcome to this week's edition of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Rex Hospital Open here at TPC Wakefield Plantation, where we've got defending champion, three-time champion actually, Kyle Thompson, leading the field into this week's event as they tee off today on Thursday, hoping to secure another win on the Web.com Tour and seeking that coveted PGA Tour card that would get them to the next level. I had a chance to catch up with Thompson, last year's champion and the three-time winner in 2007-2011 previously, and caught up with him, talk about his game as well as his purpose in how he goes about playing each tournament. He has a renewed focus, particularly after winning last year's event, and also an organization with which he helps work with in order to raise funds in helping children in India. We wanted to give you a little exposure to Thompson's off-course work as well to indicate how much that means and influences his on-course work. So have a listen here as we get to it with Kyle Thompson, the 2015 defending Rex Hospital Open champion. With as much experience you have here and being on the tour and things like that, I mean, you'd like shake off, you know, some bad starts or finish, you know, not making a cut coming in or right. A couple, and you just know it's rewipe the slate and know how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, you know, you watch what James Hahn did last week where he missed 8 straight cuts and wins a huge event, and what Derek Ernst did there a few years ago and some other guys, it's just a crazy game, and you can't get caught up into what you did the following week. Every week is a new week. It's a fresh start. We're all tied for first, you know, Thursday morning, and, you know, boy, that's the way I look at it. I never let my performance of previous week carry over into my performance the following week, so you never know when it's going to be your week. I mean, obviously, you know, who would ever thought I'd win this tournament last year? You know, probably the longest shot in the field, so.
Well, and talk about the finish. I mean, last year and others, I was taking a walk down the Champions Row here. First, you had a chance to see your different banner.
I haven't.
You got to check that out, each year's banner and picture. So you've got each one, including the younger-looking one from your first one. But when you kind of, if you do
no
check it out and
that.
You think about this tournament, there's been some pretty good finishes that for tours have meant things for guys going on to the next step like you did. And Chesson.
Yeah,
and
James won here, yeah. You know, I looked last night on the drive-in. I saw where a bookend, you know, I was a bookend of a James Hahn win and a Chesson Hadley win and a Byron Smith, all three guys on the PGA Tour, and two of those guys have got, you know, a few wins between them. So, you know, it's great they've done that, and that's what I want to accomplish now. So, there's a lot of good, and this week especially being opposite of the Players' Championship, there's a lot of guys here that have PGA Tour status. You know, a lot of great players here. So it's probably one of the stronger fields of the year for our tour.
What about, I noticed on your Twitter feed you got a charity or some cause that you're working with. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a company or a charity called Set Free Alliance, and they do an amazing work for these what they call untouchables, these kids over in India that have basically been sold into slavery by their family to pay like high interest debts that they have, and so the family either starves, you know, and goes broke, or they sell their children off, and it's awful. It's really awful this ever happens. But so far there's been thousands of kids saved by this Pastor Praveen, and our church supports it back in Greenville, and it's a local charity. I know the people that run it. They're top quality, top notch people. 100% of the proceeds go straight to the charity, these kids. And they're building a school for these kids so that they can all live in one area. And, you know, they're basically getting education. They're learning a trade, whether it be, you know, carpentry or you know, typing or whatever it might be. So it's really neat. And they're also being exposed to the gospel, which I think is pretty awesome too. So, I've been wearing their logo for just about a year, right before this event last year. And then I just said, hey, I'll help you do a fundraiser leading into this event and next week's event, and trying to raise some money, trying to raise 10 grand for it.
And so, you know, sometimes when you put a purpose like that in life, do you think that's giving you a focus a little bit more, or just doing what you do, but you really now you're applying it?
Sure. Well, you know, it was really random. I was struggling, you know, the whole story last year. I was struggling through the whole year, and I sat down and did on a Southwest flight. And I'm sitting in the middle seat, and the guy beside me, I start I didn't know him. I wasn't really paying attention. And halfway through the flight, he turns his computer on and he's watching a Set Free Alliance video, same that we had watched in church. And I said, "Hey, do you go to Brookwood?" And we start talking. And
sure enough, you're coming back home.
Yeah, as I'm coming home from another missed Monday qualifier in San Antonio. So we start chatting, and I said, "Look, I've got two events that I'm in this year, Greenville and Raleigh. I'd love to wear the logo if you want. I'll help, you know, I don't know what it'll do for the exposure." He's like, "Yeah, that'd be great." So I put it on my shirt, got it on my bag. You know, obviously won here, and then I was on the Matt Adams radio show, XM Radio, you know, on, I think, Tuesday after the win. And Matt says, you know, I'm talking about that, and he says, "Look, there's, you know, 15 to 20 million people that listen to this show daily." So he's telling me, he said, "You just reached out to a lot of people. It really could make a difference." So, you know, in my mind, if all my struggling and all that happened over a few years is all just to put me in that spot to be on the radio and talking about that, you know.
Right. Do you think like that? Like,
I do,
it sounds like you're talking like that.
Yeah, I totally do. I mean, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens, you know, and, you know, we want it to be our plan. We want it to be our method, but it just doesn't happen that way, you know. And so, it's wild how things just piece together in our lives. Pretty neat.
And that'll do it for today's segment of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network at TSportsNet on Twitter. I'm Peter Katrumpis at PK Sport. Give us a follow and keep up to date with the news that we present to you on all happenings from Triangle Area Sports on a daily and a weekly basis. Have a great day.